Welcome to Speak of the Week, the new podcast from me, Anne Hurst, also known as the Terrified Writer, and my lovely friend and improv buddy, Tim Merriweather. In Speak of the Week, Tim and I will do just that, chat about what we've been up to in the past 7 days, the highs, the lows, the annoyings, and the joys, and the randoms. We hope you love it, and we hope you stick around. Hello, Tim, and welcome back to episode 4 of Speak of the Week.
Hello, Anne. How are you? Did you know that your tissues are vaguely sparkly?
No.
Have a look in the light.
Oh, my gosh.
You are so posh.
Diamond-encrusted tissues.
Hello.
I thought it was just Kleenex. How can they be sparkly? Then.
They're the cleanest Kleenex I've ever seen.
Do you know what that is?
What?
It's balm. These are ultra balm.
Balm
tissues.
Is not shiny.
I didn't think it was either. It's more matte. I clean my shoes with balm.
I'm worried I'm going to be wiping powdered glass onto my nose.
It could be microparticles.
Oh, yeah. Will it make my nose sparkly? Let's find out.
I don't know. It's only on one side. You know, I get that foil. That is non-stick, and you're not to use the shiny side because that's stick. So maybe those tissues are, if you want a glittery nose, use this side. Or if you don't. Anyway, how have you been?
Oh, I've been great. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. You've got a tissue because you've got a bit of a cold.
I have. I'm a little bit ill. See? Oh. You know. But I'm here doing it because I love you guys.
Or guy. Or girl.
Or no one. I don't know who's listening to this. Hamsters.
Yeah. We had a lovely review on iTunes.
Oh, let's hear it.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Carly6464. Anne and Tim are the perfect combination for brightening up a gloomy autumn day. Aww. They will make you feel all warm and smiley. A must listen.
That's nice.
Isn't it?
We had to sift through thousands of death threats and pictures and knobs to find that, but we did it.
Didn't we just? What did you do the search on again? Warm and smiley?
Yeah, did. I felt like I worked for Vice Squad after I'd finished looking through. Stop it, you're filthy.
I know, it was awful, wasn't it? But we did find the one good review. So thank you, Carly6464.
Thank you, Carly6464. Got to find out what the 6464 stand for.
Maybe she's a secret agent.
Maybe there were just shitloads of Carlys on.
Mm. Yeah, that was. She went through them all to get that username.
Carly 1. Nope.
Carly 3025. Nope. 3026. Nope. Oh, fuck's sake. Took her 8 weeks to get to that username.
It did.
Do you know, I'm Anne Hurst 1. @gmail.com.
I'm Tim Merriweather 1990 because it's just my date of birth. It's the year.
That's what people do.
Yeah.
She was born in the year 6464. She's from the future.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Not that I know her.
Hey, you know, my husband's in the future at the moment. He's in Sydney. So, when he phones me tonight, it'll actually be tomorrow where he is. What? So weird that he phones me from the future.
Wow. And big lottery happening.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
What, here?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So maybe he can call you with the numbers.
That would be really useful, wouldn't it?
It really would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I'll get him to check.
Yeah, do.
I'll get him to check. And then he can ring me and tell me them, and I'll text them to you.
Oh, great. We'll go halves.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Look forward to that. So, how's your week been?
Really good. So,
can we have an employment job? I was going to say, can we have an employment update?
I've been offered a job.
Wow.
At a residential home, working with people, interesting people, cool people.
So in a residential care home?
Yes.
That's fantastic. So you've been offered the job?
Yes.
So hang on, let me get this straight. You went for the interview?
Yep.
You were offered the job?
Yep.
And you've accepted the job?
Yes.
And when do you start?
When my paperwork comes through. Ah. Although...
Here we go.
I have got to go for an interview for another job.
Right, obviously. Because what's a week without a job interview?
Hey, you know.
You know.
I'm just too good at them.
Exactly.
As a prison officer.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You'd be amazing as a prison officer. So you went for, I can't remember what happened with the fireman thing. So you went for your firefighting induction.
Yep. And they start accepting applications in December, at the start of December.
And are you going to apply for that?
Of course I am.
Of course you are. Otherwise, what are we going to talk about?
I love applying for jobs. Interviews are great. They sometimes give you a cup of coffee. You can choose whether or not to eat the biscuit, which, you know... It's a whole thing.
Like, that is. That freedom of choice.
Yeah.
And the biscuits you get, I'd imagine they'd be childhood favourites. Your custard cream, your bourbons, your chocolate digestives maybe.
Yeah. You say bourbon. That's interesting. Ah. I say bourbon.
Do you know what?
What?
I used to say bourbon, and I think that's the first time I've ever called it a bourbon.
Yeah, I think of bourbon more of as a
drink.
As a whiskey.
Yeah. I think I do call them bourbons. Yeah.
It's funny how some words are...
Some words just change in your head, don't they?
Like,
yeah, I don't
ibuprofen.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that's what we call
ibuprofen.
It in my...
Yeah.
Yeah, and apparently it's ibuprofen. Who knew?
And Diplodocus, which is actually Diplodocus.
Of course it is.
My kids used to come home and say Diplodocus, and I used to correct them.
Yeah, it's not a Tyrannosaurus.
Is it not?
No.
Stegosaurus.
Yeah. Like, that's insane. Stop it, school.
Yes, pack it in, teachers. Yeah. With your decent jobs and doing good things for people. Yeah. Educating.
Terribly overstretched, poor guys.
God. Who'd be a teacher?
My sister.
Oh, and my friend.
And my brother-in-law.
Loads of people would be teachers.
Yeah, turns out lots of people. If you go to uni to do a thing and then decide that too many people are already doing that thing, you can teach people how to do that thing. It's kind of a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, it's a really fancy pyramid scheme, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, no, I couldn't do it. I tried for a little bit, but I couldn't stand it.
Mm.
You've got to be...
I've been a teacher's assistant.
Have you?
Yeah, which is mostly donate the Play-Doh.
Is that what they said to you all the time?
It's salty.
Yes, it is salty. Because you can make Play-Doh.
You can.
Yeah.
Out of
salt.
Salt, yeah.
And flour?
No, I just do salt. It's not as good as the stuff you buy, admittedly.
Yeah, it's a bit grainy and a bit runny.
And powdery.
Yeah, it's just rubbish. You can't mould it or anything.
No.
So, job interview
it's
then.
It's nice on chips.
Yeah, I love a bit of Play-Doh on chips. So good, just wrap them. A Play-Doh butty.
Yeah, chips in blankets.
Yeah, exactly. So you had your job interview.
Yep.
I'm trying to keep up. So this is the residential care home, and you've got a job with them once your paperwork comes through.
Yep.
But you are going for an induction with the prison service, and you are going to apply to be a firefighter.
Yes.
You're basically like some kind of multitasking... multi-service being, aren't you?
Yeah, I like to think of myself as a latter-day Mr. Ben. I just want to wear all the name tags.
I wish I could remember the theme tune.
I can't.
Can you not? I can't either.
And as if by magic, the shopkeeper appears. That's all I remember.
Oh, we'll have to get the theme tune. Yeah. And anything else of note happen this week?
I got ill.
Oh.
Yeah.
That is a proper bummer, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quite annoying. Oh, ate a bunch of sushi.
Did you?
Yeah.
How was that?
All right.
Where did you do that then?
Tesco. They've got a whole sushi stand.
I know, it's posh.
Yeah.
I know.
It is.
It's amazing.
Ate a bunch of it. Had some more for breakfast.
Was it fish sushi or the veggie one?
Oh, fish.
Oh, because I only like the veggie one.
That's because you're vegetarian.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find the fishy one just far too fishy.
Yeah, that is the problem with fish.
Yeah.
It's some inherent fish fishiness.
No, but some fish isn't, but some fish is really like...
Is that the fish that you eat?
No, some of the fish that you eat, the white fish...
Do you eat the fish?
No, I don't now, but when I did...
Good vegetarian, well done. If you eat fish as a vegetarian, you're a shit vegetarian. Mm. Just putting it out there.
Pescatarian.
Yeah.
Pescatarian. That's why they call them that. It's not because they eat fish.
Pesky meddling-tarians.
Because they're just meddling. Yeah, exactly. So, and you were going to bring Yana today, weren't you?
I was.
But she's pulled...
Not as a guest, just to like sit over there.
No, to sit over there and we could get her input. She should come one day and then we'll get her input, won't we?
Just trying to get a Harema podcast groupies going. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll start with Yana.
Yeah, and probably leave it there, I reckon.
Yeah, just leave it there and then... Yeah, we'll get other guests in.
Yeah! Right, she's a one-woman harem.
She is. Seems very lovely.
Nice.
But she's not well, so she's got this thing.
No.
I know we've all been ill. It's that time of year, isn't
it? Yeah, I think we just keep passing it around each other.
But you learnt your lesson with your vitamin Cs. I've got here a glass of vitamin C.
How many tablets?
One.
Pussy.
Exactly. If you go back to episode one, you'll see what I'm talking about. Tim decided to OD on vitamin C with 5 fizzy vitamin C tablets. Boy, did he feel the effects of that.
I did.
No, it's not episode one, sorry, it's episode two.
The Phantom Podcast.
Yes. You said that as well.
Did I?
You said that in episode two as well. Oh. Yeah, because I've just listened to it.
How was it?
Ooh.
I haven't listened to it yet. I listen to them when you guys listen to them.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
I love how when you say that, you look at the microphone as if it's full of little tiny people.
It is.
I know.
Like,
hello.
Have you ever thought about how your whole body is like this universe filled with little swimmy floaty things that don't know that they're in a body?
Yeah, well, we might be that, though.
Yeah, I know. We're something really, really big, really, really small, and something really, really small is really, really big.
I know.
Like that one scene in Men in Black.
Yeah, I get freaked out by scale. Yes, Men in Black and the numbskulls.
Numbskulls? What, from The Dandy?
No, it was...
Beano.
Beezer or Topper. It was one of those. It was a Splinter comic.
It was one of those comic books that you go, "Ah, oh, I love comics," and then your parent gets you one of them, and you're like, "There are no superpowers in this."
Because I'm so ancient, I used to get that one delivered by the milkman.
Do you remember cow pie flavored Dandy themed crisps?
No, was that ever a thing?
It was a thing.
Really?
Yep.
It's just someone driving past. Yeah. It might be a delivery. If it's a delivery, I'll press pause and I'll top us up with tea.
Bring them in. Bring them in as
Did
a guest.
Did I tell you the time when we had, when Chris was here on his own and I was out doing something or other and there was a knock at the door and the only people that ever come to our door in the day, apart from you.
And toilet roll delivery.
And toilet roll deliveries. Is the Amazon man. The Amazon man always turns up, right? So the doorbell rang and Chris was, he just got off a plane that morning. He was really jet lagged. And the doorbell rang and he saw this guy and he was like, "Oh, bloody Amazon man." Went and opened the door and this guy stepped in and went, "You all right, Chris?" And sort of shook his hand. And Chris was like, "God, the Amazon man is really friendly." And he sort of walked in the house. And it was my brother. My sister-in-law was behind him and Chris is like, "Bloody hell, the Amazon man's like brought all his family and everything." It took him ages to realise he was actually talking to my brother.
Had he not met him?
Yes, he's met him loads of times. He said, "Oh my God, it's Dean. I hadn't even realised." He was just so bleary-eyed and jet-lagged.
Wow. Is your husband so posh he can't see service people as actual people?
He's not posh. Why do you think he's posh?
How many books on the wall of your library have his name on the back? I can count at least 10.
Yes, but it's the same title. It's only one book. He's only written one book. That's No Bullshit Leadership by Chris Hurst. He's going to love this.
Get it now.
Publicity. I tell you what, the reach on this podcast, sales are going to rocket.
Yep.
Tell you what.
Can he be our first sponsor?
It kind of is. Indirectly.
I am getting none of that sponsorship unless you count tea and throat medicine.
Yeah. And? What's the problem? What else are you expecting from sponsorship? Yeah, Chris has written one book. And no, he is not posh in any way. He was born in Cannock, West Midlands. And I was born in Hotwassel, Northumberland.
And are you saying that no one could be posh from those areas?
Well, we aren't. Oh. Yes. Have you ever been to Hotwassel, Northumberland?
No.
Right. Anybody from Hotwassel listening, can you send me an email, right, and point out to Tim that we are not posh people?
How many peacocks have you got?
You made that up. I haven't got a single peacock.
I can see them in my mind's eye.
Exactly.
It's funny, I imagine you with a small crown and like I can't unimagine the furry cape.
You can't unsee it, can you?
No.
No, we're really not posh.
I know you're not posh, but
you do think
it's really funny because you buy it like it's funny because the closest supermarket to you is a Waitrose.
That's not my fault. It used to be a Summerfield and then Waitrose bought them out.
With all the money they've got.
Yes.
Because they're Waitrose. I know,
but opposite Waitrose, what is there?
I don't know.
Tesco's.
Oh.
There you go. It's a balance.
It is a balance.
I live in a little market town which is very balanced.
With two supermarkets.
With two supermarkets. But they're not like those big out-of-town big stores. Ah. They're handy.
They're not extra.
No, they're not extra and they're not 24 hours. They're like the medium-sized ones. They're not very big.
Yeah, they're not Metro.
No, no. Bigger than Metro.
But smaller than Extra.
And it's where where you get your weekly shop.
Yeah. Like, they've got at least two kinds of lentils, but no more lentils than that.
No, but...
Except Waitrose. Waitrose has got about 17.
I was going to say, Waitrose has a lentil aisle.
What? That's amazing. All the dal.
All the dal. That's what I'm going to have for my tea tonight.
What,
thank you.
Dal?
I'm having dal for my tea tonight. I love dal. What's your tea of choice?
Pasta.
Is it?
Yeah, I make good pasta.
Do you? Yeah, my son likes, the youngest one likes pasta the best. But no, I'm... Look at you trying to put that cup down so quietly. Oh, Tim, it doesn't matter. You can just like...
I'm so professional.
You are so professional. We are, honestly. Do you think this is quite slick now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't talked about my week, but we'll get there.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to remember what I did. I started to write it down because I was getting forgetful.
How's your week been, Anne?
Oh, thanks very much for asking, yeah. Tim. Well, my week has been quite interesting. Let me just consult my diary. What day are we? Oh, it was the school play last week. And it was so great. Youngest was in it and it was absolutely wonderful. It was that they did Les Mis and he had four small parts. And it was really fun.
And what were those parts?
Farmer, revolutionary, sentry, student.
Nice.
Yeah. And... what else did we do? So what day is it? So, yeah, we had the school play. And, I had an audition. First audition in 30 years.
Did you have one 30 years ago?
Yes.
What was that for?
Drama school.
Nice. Did you get in?
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. But it was such a shit course that... it kind of put me off because it was really, I don't know, it wasn't a very inspiring course that I did. And so I kind of hated it and it wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to do...
Oh, that's better.
That's better. Take
I can hear now.
Off. There you go. So anyway, I went for this audition on Sunday. It was proper, with proper actors.
Did you have to sit on a row of chairs outside a room and get called in?
Yes.
Did they get your name wrong, like a Starbucks order?
No, they didn't, but...
That's profession. That is slick.
But, Tim, just as you were just talking about interviews before, there was a choice of tea or coffee or water, and the biscuit choice was absolutely amazing. I mean, there was Cadbury chocolate fingers. I know.
But still my beating heart.
Penguins.
The rapid biscuits.
They had rapid biscuits. They had blue ribbons. Actually.
Technically not a biscuit.
No, and I don't even like them because they're wafers.
Yeah.
I'm not a wafer fan myself.
No.
And then this sort of selection box of like coated shortbreads. It was amazing.
Wow.
I could have just gone there for the biscuits. It was worth it for that alone.
Yeah. That sounds like someone got a Secret Santa and they brought it in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think that's probably what it was, to be fair. But yeah, so I went and did that. That was fun.
Aww.
That was really good. So I had to perform a 2-minute monologue. But like you, I've been ill and I'd lost my voice that morning. So I was really croaky.
So
but they were ever
did
so
did you do
kind about
Darth
it.
Vader? Just to cover
yeah,
it.
I did.
Nice.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't go in as Darth Vader. But I did do it. So I performed a monologue for 2 minutes and then they asked me to read another scene with another actor so that mm-hmm. I could do a duologue thing. And it was just really nice to do it. It was really good practice because I haven't done anything like that for such a long time and it reminded me how brilliant it is.
Oh, that's really nice.
So I came away, I was really happy. So I don't know if I'll get anything. Don't really care because it was just great.
Have you got your equity card?
No, I never got an equity card.
Should we get equity cards?
How do we do that?
I don't know. Should we do it together and put it on a podcast?
Yeah, how do we do it?
I don't know.
Hello, can anybody out there give us an equity
Hello?
Card? Does this mean we... Does this qualify us for an equity card?
Are we equitous? Wasn't that a thing about a naked horse?
I
no,
don't know.
That was equus.
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 Equus. That's another weird word, isn't it? It's two U's. How's that work?
Acquiesce?
No, that's I-E... equity card. Equity card. I don't know how.
What are the first two letters in Yippee?
Yeah, anyone from Hotwassel, Northumberland listening?
Yeah.
Oh, bloody miss you, man. I don't know if I know anyone living in Hotwassel. I know loads of people living in Hotwassel. What am I talking about? Yeah, I do. I know loads of people.
Oh, you've changed.
It's just my cousin moved away, so I was thinking, I don't know anyone anymore, but I do. I've got lots of my old school friends live there.
That's nice.
So, hello, everybody from Hotwassel. And Conewood, Deb.
Hi, everyone in Malden. If we're doing hometown shout-outs...
Yeah, let's do a hometown shout-out.
All right.
Malden.
I've moved around a lot.
I was going to say, this is going to take a while, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, let's leave it.
Yeah, mine's just like, what was all?
And then... They never supported me.
They will now.
Yeah, they will.
You just wait.
Yeah.
You just wait. But apart from that, yeah, it's been a good week. It's been a very good week. So, has anything pissed you off this week,
Tim? Oh, funny you ask. So, my lovely sister, who is also named Carly, weird.
Is she?
Weird
what,
that.
The same as the person that reviewed us?
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't her.
What are the chances?
I know, it's weird, right?
What year was she born?
I don't know, 64.
God, can't work that
out. No, probably not. That'd make her...
Birthday's not the 6th
old.
Of April, is it?
Maybe.
Oh, God, weird. I don't know how I guessed that. Anyway...
She gave me one of those phone holders that you suction onto the window of a car.
Oh, yes. Oh, they're quite good.
Yeah.
Usually.
And it keeps falling off. So I'm wondering if I need to glue it.
Hang on. Is it magnetic?
No.
Suction. Suction. Oh, yeah. No. I don't mean the bit that sticks to the window. Because the window is obviously isn't magnetic. But is the bit that holds your phone magnetic?
No,
so do you put a magnet on
arms.
Your part? So you see this bit on my phone?
Yeah.
That's a magnet. So
really?
I've got a little...
I thought you can have magnets near phones. No, I'm thinking of VHS tapes.
Same thing.
Yeah, about the same size.
Same thing. So mine is like a little, it looks like a little mushroom. So you sticks onto the dashboard.
Mine looks like a little mushroom as well.
Yeah, sticks to the dashboard. Donald Trump. Sticks to the dashboard and then it's got a magnet. Forget, I said
bit
that.
Bit political.
It's a bit political. And then that bit,
yeah,
flat bit, sticks to the top of the mushroom. Like that.
No way.
It does.
Where do you get them?
Internet.
Oh, yeah, that place.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's not a place, is it?
It's a shop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I've got. But yours is... Your phone is too heavy. Is that the issue?
Yeah. Although, I think it's just too heavy for the window and the window sucker.
But also,
it's too heavy for the window sucker.
But the window, Tim, it sort of slopes downwards.
It does slope, yes.
So why don't you put it on the dashboard, which is upwards, which so gravity will pull it down towards the dashboard and then...
I don't know if it will suction onto the...
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Have you got no shiny bits?
No.
They are awkward,
should those probably wash things. The car, see if there you are shiny that. Bits.
Yeah. Otherwise, just stick it on the outside of the car, which is shiny.
Oh, yeah.
Like... On the bonnet, in front of the windscreen, so you can still see your phone.
Yeah, duct tape.
But it'll just be outside.
Yeah, just tape it to the outside of the car.
Yeah.
And
job done.
Yeah.
Or you can get those ones that are like a little claw that slide into your heater vent.
Oh,
thing.
Yeah.
That go like that.
Yeah.
I've got one of them somewhere, but that broke because we got a new... It's like an alien.
Yeah.
It slides in and it grips. I had one of them, but then we changed the car and then it broke when I took it off.
That's
annoying. That is a bit of a
it's a little bit annoying.
Yeah, that is a bit annoying. It's one of them things. It's a bit annoying.
Yeah.
Anything else?
Yeah, and this one is really annoying.
Go on.
So went to Tesco's to get sushi because Tesco makes sushi now.
Mm.
I know, it's weird.
It's brilliant.
And as I was pulling in with Yana, she was driving, I saw people in a Range Rover going into a disabled space.
Right.
These people were not disabled. They didn't have a disabled badge. And I spent the rest of, like, I wasn't allowed to go and confront them because... apparently public conflict makes you uncomfortable. Whereas, you know...
I'm with her on that. I don't like public conflict.
Yeah,
but that is annoying.
Like, if I'm not going to have a screaming row with someone about a perceived slight they've done against the world, who is?
I don't know. I'm with you on that. Like, I hate that.
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Like, if there are any vigilantes out there... Just go after people who park in disabled spaces who aren't disabled, because that is horrible behaviour. And also, the ones for families, if you're on your own, don't do that either. Don't be a knob.
Do you know what? I was just thinking that because that did remind me when my kids were small and I used to go when it was Summerfield when we first moved here, or Safeway, and then it was Summerfield before it became Waitrose. But anyway, they had a certain number of children, like family car parking spaces. And I used to go there with my two kids and not be able to get in. And I did on a number of occasions see somebody just drive in and park there, and they'd have no children with them. And it used to drive me bananas.
If you were, like... 6'6", 21 stone.
Yeah, which I was at the time.
Yeah, I'm sure you'd have gone and had a pop.
I know.
And I really wanted to, but I did the polite thing and loudly muttered that they were wankers under my breath, but like theatrically under my breath.
Did you really go, mwah? Did you really tusk really loudly?
Oh no, it helped that Yana was going... What's wrong? Don't make a scene. I'm like, make a scene. They're plugging fucking God. No. You know. I don't know. They didn't move, though.
No. Well, they wouldn't.
Nah. They couldn't move after. I slashed their tyres.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least there was that.
Yeah, well, you know.
You see, so, yeah, there you go. Positive to come out of the negative.
If you park in the disabled space, I will slash your tyres and wee in the radiator fluid. Just so that when your car heats up, you'll smell my hot wee. Have that.
Alan Partridge. Smell my hot wee.
Smell my hot wee, you mother.
That's going on the trailer. Oh, well, Tim, I think that's a very... I think it's quite a noble bugbear. I do think that is quite a noble bugbear.
I'd be a vigilante if I had better cardio. It's the only thing stopping me from going full-on Batman.
You want to get back into boxing, but not get hit.
Yeah, I'm one concussion away from not being able to do this.
Yeah. You need to not box again, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you remember when you were boxing? God.
No. I don't really.
Do you not?
No, because it was boxing, then 2 days later I got hit by a car. And...
Oh my God, yes, that's right. Yes, you did have a bit of a hitty time then.
Oh,
yeah,
my head is like, you know.
It's like cheese now, isn't it? It's just battered around.
Yeah. I'm trying to bail out my boat with a colander, if you know what I mean.
I hear you. The podcast is here to help.
Yeah, it is.
We are here to help, you see. Speak of the week, it's good for your brain cells. Yeah. It's good for your...
Yeah, if anything, it's more remember the week.
Remember, see what you can remember. Yeah. I'm trying to think if anything's pissed me off this week.
Oh, Anne, has anything pissed you off this week? I'm proper forgetting the cues here.
Oh, we haven't really got any, have we? We're not very good at that.
No, we should do some blocking.
Yes, let's block.
Yeah.
What have I done? What's annoyed me? No, do you know what? I think I've had a fairly... I'm just looking through my book to see if I actually wrote anything down. Because sometimes when I have these ideas, I'll write them down. But no, do you know what? And the global hum seems to have... hasn't bothered me so much. The sound of the earth hasn't bothered me so much.
I asked my brother-in-law, because he's like a paramedic, what the global hum is.
Has he said a load of bollocks?
Apparently it's just your blood in your head. It's your pulse. You're listening because your ear's pressed against the pillow. So you can hear your pulse in your ear.
I can often hear my pulse very loudly.
Is it kind of like a hum?
It doesn't sound like my blood.
Does it sound like someone else's blood?
Yeah, it sounds... No, it was different to that sound. I know what he means, actually.
Maybe it's the sound of everyone's head on a pillow.
I still think that, Oh, there was a great response. Laura from Improv, from our Improv group, sent me a message saying that Will, the lovely Will, said... Will says... This is his theory... hang on, I'll find it, because she sent me a message, private message, where is it?
I don't know.
Oh, flipping hell. Right, she said, Will says, there's molten core spinning, protecting us all from the sun's radiation. Now, I have an issue with this.
Molten core? That'd be a good name for a podcast.
Yeah. We kind of might need to change the name of the podcast, but that's all right. I've done that loads of times. To Molten Core.
Oh, or if I become a prison officer, we can call it Screwing Around.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then when you become a fire officer, firefighter.
Yeah.
You can call it something else to do with fire. But at the minute, you're going to be... what's going to be your role at the care home?
An esoteric service provider.
Shut the front door.
No, that's actually
what
it is.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. But it comes with a robe. Big old sleeves, pointy hat.
Say that again. An esoteric...
service provider, I think.
What, are you providing esoteric services?
Yeah.
I don't even know. What?
I don't know.
Do you know what? I kind of want to do a bit of improv around that.
Yep, let's do it.
Should we do a bit of improv Esoteric.
If not now, then when?
If not now, then when? So esoteric officially does mean, just kind of what I thought, and I'm trying to still don't know, intended for or likely to be understood by only a small, by only a small number of people with a specialised knowledge or interest. So basically, you're going to provide a service for a small number of people that will understand what service it is that you're providing.
Yeah.
I love the existential sort of loop quality of that.
Ah, it's cool.
That is that is exquisite. And your robe is what? I'm thinking like maybe like a Terry Thomas smoking jacket.
Nah, I'm going to get my mum to make it out of a curtain like she did for my school productions. Some iron-on stars and...
Like a Harry Potter cloak.
Yeah,
you can have a cloak.
I am going to have a cloak.
An esoteric service, right?
Yeah, which Who makes knows? Me sound well, like a magical escort.
Only a small number of people will know what it is that I'm providing. Yeah.
So I think it's because, the guy's fascinating, but I can't say anything about it because of safeguarding.
I see. Yeah, of course you can't, no. Yeah. But that is amazing. That sounds like a fascinating job and actually one that sounds right up your street.
Well, I do like esoteric services.
You've always said that.
I have.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was either this or tarot reader.
Yeah. I expect this pays
turns
more.
Turns out I'm tarot illiterate.
Oh, balls. Tarot lexic.
Yeah.
So, fancy a bit of improv?
Ooh, yeah.
Finish off with a bit of improv?
Yeah.
I'm loving our 40-minute slot. I think that's enough. I think people get tired after that amount of time. Bit of extraordinary ordinary again?
Sure.
That's always nice, isn't it?
It is.
Choose an object. Prit stick.
Okay, you can be a prit stick, and I will be a medicine cup.
Okay. And what we're going to talk about today? Please don't say esoteric services. Please don't say esoteric services.
Something that starts with the letter M.
M.
Yeah.
Mountain climbing.
Mountain climbing.
Brilliant. Okay.
Excellent.
And prit stick and medicine cup go mountaineering.
Yeah.
Scene begin.
What?
Yeah, I'm good. Have you got your boots?
Yep. You got the carabiners?
I have. I've stuck them on my head.
Ah, nice.
Keeps them safe.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
How are you doing, by the way?
I'm all right. I'm okay. I picked up quite a few bits last time I was out, and so I feel like I've got a bit of a cold because it's like my head is just full of bits of shit.
Yeah.
But no, I feel okay. I'm kind of ready for this. How about you?
Not great.
No, you don't sound good.
No, I think the problem is.
Yeah.
Ill people keep touching me.
Do you know what? I did wonder if that is like an occupational hazard, but it's not. It's more of like an existential hazard, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of a masochistic raison d'etre.
Isn't it? So you just... But you'd think, wouldn't you, that by now you'd have built up a bit of immunity.
Yeah, but no, seems not.
Well, honestly, well, let's start walking. Yeah. Let's start walking because I think this mountain air, which is actually really nice and fresh, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
But I think it might help you a little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe this is what you need.
Mm.
Clear the airways. Yeah.
Talking of clearing the airways.
Go on.
Kendall mint cake.
Oh, yes. That is fantastic.
You can't mountaineer without Kendall mint cake.
You can't. It is the mountaineer's friend.
It is.
Yeah.
I have noticed that all mountaineers have got very fresh breath, but very shit teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, they have. Yes. And borderline diabetes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should think.
Yeah.
Yeah, but apart from that, no, it's amazing. I quite like a Kendall mint cake.
Yeah, I
sticks to my teeth though.
Mm. Yeah. Wow. Have you ever had a peppermint cream?
I struggle with the consistency.
Yeah.
It feels a bit cannibalistic.
It does. It's kind of like a Kendall mint cake you don't have to wear.
No, it reminds me of my grandma.
Really?
Mm.
Was she a peppermint cream?
No, she's just really soft in the middle. She was like really old. Yeah. Not like my granddad. My granddad got really...
He was younger than you.
Someone left his lid off, so he got really... He went rock hard and just could hardly speak. It was awful. It was like some sort of terrible... Kind of, it was almost like an arthritic thing.
Oh, no.
But she, someone left her near the radiator and it was, she kind of melted. And so now when I see peppermint creams, I'm just like, oh, God, man. It's awful.
Yeah.
So I can't do them at all. But do you like them? Is that your thing?
No.
No? They would fit nicely in you, though.
They would fit nicely in me.
Because they're like a disc, aren't they?
Yeah.
Probably come up to your, like, maybe like your 10 mil line or something.
Yeah, I when I'm feeling really crazy,
yeah,
I like to put a vitamin C tablet in me.
Oh.
Top me up with water and just watch me go.
Does it not give you the shits though?
It does.
Yes.
It does. But cleans me right through.
I bet it does, yeah. I bet it does. No, yeah. That's good.
It's like a Calgon for me.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Oh, what was that song? There was a song, wasn't there, on the ad about...
Don't eat Calgon.
There's that. That's just general advice for life, I think.
Yeah.
No, it was washing machines live longer with Calgon.
Yeah, they
never
do.
Sing
Have
that.
You ever met a dead washing machine?
No, I haven't. I hate our washing machine.
Why?
Well, I once got left in there by accident because someone left me in a pocket and ended up in the washing machine. I was as sick as a dog.
I bet you were.
For about 3 days afterwards.
Dizzy?
It was awful. Oh, dizziness like you've never, ever known it. Honestly.
At least your cap was on. Otherwise, you'd have just...
I would have died.
You would have?
Yeah. I would have had to have been replaced. You know? I would have landed... I'd be in landfill by now.
You would?
Yeah.
And that's no good.
It's not. It's
you
not.
Could be in the small intestine of a beluga whale as we speak.
That's true. Instead of up here. Oh, look at this. It's amazing.
It is. I love desks.
I love desks.
Yeah.
Especially when you pretend they're mountains.
Yeah.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah.
This is fun. When we get to the top, we could just like roll down, couldn't we?
We could, although I tend to roll in very small circles.
Oh, I was going to say, I feel bad saying that because I'm perfectly cylindrical.
You are.
I literally roll all the way to the bottom.
Although that has its pros and cons.
Yeah.
How many times have I found you under a fridge or a sofa?
Oh, my God. If I had a pencil for every time you found me under the sofa.
You'd have a harem of pencils.
I would. I'd have about 4 or 5 pencils by now.
Yeah.
That was lovely, Tim.
Mm.
Quite like being a Brit stick.
Yeah, quite like being a medicine cup.
You suit it, actually.
Yeah, maybe that'll be the next job I go for.
Maybe. Hey, this has been fun.
Yeah.
Look at that. We exceeded our 40-minute thing. But that's all right.
Yeah,
that's
you'll fine. Probably cut right. Some out in editing.
Do you know what?
What?
Do you know what my editing involves?
What?
Pressing go. I don't really edit. People will be able to tell that because it's so professional.
Yeah, but you get paid twice what I do to do this.
Yeah. What do I get?
Nothing.
Exactly. I get paid 3 times the amount you get.
What?
Yeah.
You've had a raise.
I get triple nothing. This has been amazing.
Yeah.
I've loved this week and I hope the people listening have. And we will be back next week. Don't forget that if you've got anything that you would like to, if you think you can do better than us, which undoubtedly...
I'd like to see you try.
Undoubtedly you will be able to. Then do get in touch. We'll read out anything. We will read out anything that gets sent to us.
If you want to come be a guest.
Yeah.
Just come over.
Just come over. And send me an email first though. It's probably best.
Yeah.
Anne@theterrifiedwriter.com.
Try and figure out where she lives and then come. She never locks her door.
You know that the drawbridge is always up. And yeah. I have sentries.
Ah, you're not centuries old.
Wow, I feel like it today.
Nah, you look great.
Thanks, Tim.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Same time next week?
Yeah.
All right, lots of love, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the podcast, please rate and review it. I know, everyone says that, don't they? If you want to get in touch, the email is still ann@theterrifiedwriter.com. You can find Tim on social media. He's Tim Merriweather. And I'm Ann Hurst on Twitter and The Terrified Writer pretty much everywhere else. It's been great talking to you. Until next time, bye!